And, let's see. Okay, let's say there was a boy that was spoiled and he grows up. You might say he'll have his trouble blank, yeah.
He was what kind of boy now, said he?
If there was a spoiled boy and we're talking about this.
Spoiled brat.
Right. And he grows up and you say, and you might say, he'll have his trouble.
He will have trouble later on, no question about that.
He'll have his trouble
later on. Could be an expression used there.
What would you call those, the things that are made by a plow?
Furrow.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you might say, we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. And if you rid all of the brush and trees on the land, you would say, you did what?
Cleared the land.
And if you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you would say, we just
made a right-of-way. Cleared a right-of-way.
The second cutting of clover or grass, during the second cutting of clover or grass, what would you call the old, dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.
The wheat is tied up into a what?
We never grow wheat in this area, and so I'm not used to what terms of wheat except a bundle.
Right, and you would probably do that with sugar cane then.
Sugar cane was never grown what you'd call commercially here, like they would grow it down near the Okeechobee and Lake Worth in that area. Back up near Lake Okeechobee at where the cane were the big sugar refineries. The only thing they grew, farmers had sugarcane crops, had sugarcane patch, what they call it, and it may be a half acre, and produced several thousand stalks, which they'd put through a grinding mix syrup, and they'd bunch it. They tie it in bunches for easy handling.
It's interesting. And I was wondering, the bundles or sheaves that are piled up. Do they ever take sugar cane? They pile them up into the different sheaves and the bundles. They ever do that out in the middle of the field?
No. I don't think they'd ever do that. They cut sugar cane with a big sickle-like thing, heavy iron cutter, and they cut it, cut it here and knock the top off and throw it aside for somebody to pick it up.
Well, they ever, I don't know if you know too much about
wheat. I don't know if they would have a bunch of.
If they took a bunch of bundles of wheat and they put them together, what would you have?
Well, you'd have I don't know what you'd call it, but sheath of wheat is what they would call a bundle, but they, I don't know, I have no idea what they would call a, like a haystack would be hay bunched up, but they'd stack them high or whatever you'd call it, but I don't know what other name you'd give it.
You ever hear of a shock or a
No, but I would imagine that would be an appropriate name for it, a shock of wheat, I guess.
Let's say if we raised a bunch of crops, let's say we're raising a bunch of potatoes, and we had